Good morning, everyone. I'm Leslie Ann from ZOZ 103, joined by our movie maven, Kelly Bennis. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you today?
Great. What'd you see at the movies this week that you want to tell us about?
Well, I took my son and daughter to go see 21 Jump Street. Of course, I had to explain to them that this used to be a TV show in the 80s.
Yes, way back when we were kids.
Exactly. So anyone of our generation is going to get a big kick out of this. But mind you, if you are a kid like mine, that are 16 and 17 and know nothing about the original TV show that was Johnny Depp starring, you can enjoy it. It has really not that much to do with it. It's mm-hmm. the same premise, but then just goes off in a completely different tangent.
Oh, okay.
So this one's rated R. Again, the other one was a TV show, so you can imagine it was a little milder. And the rating of R is definitely appropriate. The language is out of control. Lots of talk of sex. There's drugs, there's drinking, there's violence. And I'm making it sound bad, but it is hysterical. Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum play cops who go undercover in high school, which is the same premise as the TV show, and that's kind of where the similarities end.
Uh-huh.
And they have to crack a drug ring. Ice Cube plays their boss, and it's hysterical because they get to redo their high school years. As you can imagine, Jonah Hill was kind of nerdy, and Channing Tatum's character was the jock, and they switch places for this. Going back to high school. And it's just really, it's actually, parts of it are really kind of sweet, how they see the other one in a whole new light and how they can understand what the other one went through now.
Right.
You know, one being popular, one not, and now they're switched. And it really, it makes fun of itself. It makes fun of the original TV show. There's cameos by three of the original TV characters, and I won't tell you which ones, one being a very big star these days, and another actor who I had not taken notice of, Dave Franco. He's James Franco's younger brother.
Oh, okay.
Looks like him, so the first couple minutes I'm like, oh my gosh, who is he? And really good, though. I think he's going to be up-and-coming star like his brother. He was really good. So I definitely recommend this movie. My kids it absolutely loved it, but you have to, you know, recognize that there is a lot of swearing.
Yeah.
And there's teens partying, and there's teens drinking and smoking, and, you know, it's supposed to be like that. It's definitely supposed to be over the top.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think it's for younger teens. Definitely not for younger kids.
Yeah, just keep the R rating in mind.
Yeah, older teens on up. But very funny, but very, you know, a little vulgar at times, but very funny.
Good stuff. So what would your consensus be?
I asked my son, who's 16, he said he'd give it a 9 out of 10. So that's coming from a 16-year-old boy.
Right.
You know, myself, I would probably give it a 7 out of 10. It was a lot better, funnier, and clever than I was anticipating.
Right. Always a good thing when it turns out better than you think.
Exactly. I thought I'd like it, but I really liked it. I really enjoyed it.
Great. Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.